Welcome, friends and adventurers, to another episode of Dungeons and Blackguards. I am the Dungeon Master, Robulon. Joining me in no particular order are the players and their level 5 characters. Caleb.
My name is Caleb. I am playing,
Sorry,
my mic cut out, like, right before that, and all of a sudden it, like, powered on, and it was like, Caleb. It's like, oh, fuck.
In no particular order is Caleb.
Hello, I'm playing Kaito Atata. I'm a Warforged Barbarian, level 5.
Brayden.
Hey, I'm Brayden. I'm playing Beleg Dagar, and I am a Hexblade Warlock, also level 5.
Brandon.
Hey, I'm Brandon. I'm playing Ikaruk Poonschley. I'm a Bloodhunter Orc, level 5.
Tomo.
Hey, I'm Tomo. I'm playing Steve Tehuman, a level 5 Gloomstalker Ranger Boy.
P.S. We have a badger.
Chris Blake.
Previously on Dungeons and Blackguards.
Fuck, there was a lot last episode.
We found
that picture of you.
Oh, right.
We found our safe.
Yeah, it sounds like there's some interest in whatever's living inside of Kaitoa.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah, he is called Vessel. Found a bunch of those Raven maps that all seem to connect Galagi to match Iz and Pull. We got a bunch of shit.
Got a loot.
We all kind of feel like Nafri's setting us up for failure, so we basically have made him our second prisoner now.
Yep. We learned that there was another Telchains who was running against Nafri and the mayor.
Yeah, they all seem to have... The Telchains seem to have eaten a hard one.
Yeah.
We got a little more info on the moon mask too, right?
A little bit more. Oh, shit. I also remembered that we should go back into the safe and take those magic items out from there. Because, for all we know, Nafri has a fucking flail in his head from Freddy Fingers right now.
Right, so that is where we left you guys, right in the moment. It is 9:30, 9:45, and yeah, you guys all encapsulated that pretty well. But the main point is, you have captured Nafri before breakfast.
We have 8 hours before he clues in. Although I don't even think he realizes that he's been suggested.
That is correct. After the suggestion spell wears off, they are not like charmed where immediately they know they've been charmed.
No, he thinks it was his idea.
Precisely.
To put himself in the safe.
Yeah.
Yeah, why wouldn't
beauty
it be?
Of magic. Which means
we can open it up, grab the weapon, and then just close it again.
Well, yeah, I think we should actually do that. I don't want to give them a magical mace that or flail that we don't even know the properties of.
Okay, you guys opening up that safe?
Yeah, there's a chainmail, there's plate mail, and there's a flail.
I'll stand at the door waiting.
And as you open the door, guys, there is Administrator Nafri. There is Freddy still in the corner. Opposite corners, these guys, and the artist's adds colorful rendering of a little window still on the wall.
Yeah. I'm going to go in and grab... what weapon are we grabbing out of here?
Just grab the flail and the armor.
The flail and armor, yeah.
Yeah, I'll go in and grab it and then go back out.
Okay, as you do, Freddy is awake and moaning. Looks like he's alive.
Okay.
Hey, Freddy.
I don't really care. I'm just grabbing the stuff and leaving. Closing the door after. I'm going to yell at Kaitoa. I got the stuff. Close the door.
And the door on that pedal and close the door.
So I'm going to come back out with the stuff and say, all right, I got it. What do you guys want to do?
I didn't want to like open that safe up to some sort of weird one man standing, one man dead sort of situation. I mean, it might solve half of our problems, but...
Yeah, I think we should throw it back in there and let them fight to the death.
We can do that ourselves.
Dude, just
yeah.
Break a stick in half and tell them one.
I think we do that and we do some betting. I know Bellegg's in for some betting.
Only one of you gets out.
I love betting.
Steve's not hearing this though. Steve is sending the owl to go track the
like follow Nafri's like guards.
These are the guards that Bellegg as Nafri dispatched to say, go check on the ruckus in Iz.
And it is a ruckus.
Right. Can everybody roll history real quick?
Does that count as as the skill check?
Yeah, get the highlighter out. Get the highlighter out. Yeah.
Nice. Bella got a 14.
Steve's got a 9. 11.
I am a 5 on that one. I don't remember shit.
No, I'm minus 1.
Who were the two highest there?
I had a 14. I had a 15 minus 1.
I got an 11.
All right. Well, I mean, you're jointly remembering it, so it wasn't that hard. You recall... then as you're sending this owl out, that they also mentioned Sergeant Sandred's name and, you know, that this sounded like you were asking them to send quite a contingent of men to Iz. So as Stolas flies above them, they are hurrying and they all go to the quartermaster's barracks. And there seems to be quite a lot of men assembling there. Some seem to be arriving, some are leaving, and Sergeant Sandred is being spoken to by these men, and now they're going in to the quartermaster's barracks. So this is only 10 minutes away, guys, down South Main Street.
Sweet. We should go to, like, Town Hall.
For what?
To get to Nafri's office, man.
No, yeah, that's true. Right,
yeah,
right.
We totally need to utilize this 8 hours to...
I think, Nafri's office, Nafri's home.
I'm going to put this magic stuff that I grabbed out of the safe over in my little area, and then I guess walk down and wait for everybody to come down with me and lock up behind them.
So is Kaitoa just... How do we explain me to everyone else?
I'm going to leave Stolas actually with the group. Steve was interested in particular in checking out the farms outside of town very quickly.
Aha.
How long would it take for Steve to be able to go out to the fields of the farms surrounding the city?
By foot, say 20 minutes. And Kaitoa, you're muttering to yourself, party, is anybody taking note of Kaitoa's strange muttering?
What's up, Kaitoa?
How do we explain me, like, going with the party here? I'm kind of wanted, and I feel like I'm going to stick out like a sore thumb.
Knit yourself a dress. Let's Bugs Bunny disguise this shit. Nobody will know.
Right. Well, I feel like that drawing we saw, I feel like a little wanted now.
And a little, like,
alive.
I think.
Now, not by the general population, you mean, but eyes that may be prying. Okay, I see what you mean. Okay,
and I definitely noticed that, like, I don't know, everyone keeps calling me a golem, and that, like, that drawing basically signifies that there's something inside me that, like, they want. And I don't really want to be cut open.
We won't let that happen, Kaitoa.
Such interesting theories. Okay.
How do we just go into this office?
Would there be any armor that we have from the brigands that would fit Kaitoa in our, like, basement pile?
Oh, I mean, there's a ton of stuff. So, I mean, yeah, with a little pry bar, you could do something. Like, we could layer up some armor if
but
you
it's
wanted
not like
to.
I look like a brigand. It's a giant robot with, like, brigand armor, like, taped to him.
Yeah, but we could make it pass. It would be more inconspicuous. You're
I'm
the
a
same
giant robot.
Yeah, but you're the same size as Rook, so it's not like
it's true. If I had a hood or something. Or...
Yeah.
Okay.
Creatures your size aren't unheard of.
As long as there's a bit of a plan.
You can definitely, if you want, do some Kaitoa camo. There's off to the east. You're talking about likely, Steve. Only a couple of farmland areas before the marshes. you know, border the river Polma. Like, all of Polm is surrounded by quite arable farmland. Remember, though, it's like the end of the year. It's even before spring, so nothing's really growing. People are living off whatever's in the cellar. Caregrove, this sprawling area there that you've heard talk about, sort of like the orchard town that is now being assimilated by the sprawling shanty towns and districts of Polm. So, Steve, in a way, there's farmland on 270 degrees around you. Where would you be curious about?
I wanted to see how much bullshit the administrator was throwing our way when it came to the
crops failing?
Yeah, the crops failing, and what I wanted to know, and maybe try to figure out, suss out by visiting the farms,
got it,
was if it was a natural thing, just a really shitty year, or if in fact there was something else at play.
You just want to cross off your nature and survival checks.
Yes.
Oh shit, mama.
But I also want to understand if we were actually, if he's leading us astray, yeah, on some level, then I can, it makes Steve feel better that we have him locked in a safe.
Got it. Okay, so as you guys are departing here, what are you doing?
Could we roll like history on where Town Hall is, or do you think we just remember?
You could roll history, I mean, or anybody might remember. It's been mentioned, and you guys would know it. It's Hugill Castle.
Okay, that was the obvious guess. Cool. Also, Kaitoa, put on not Brigand armor, but like militia armor.
I know, I was going to ask if I can do a performance to put on my best.
Oh, I like that.
Militia armor.
But what I want to do is check the health of the trees, check the health of the, if, see if there's anything that I can see that,
or you actually want to go hug a tree,
like plague or disease or something.
I want to go back to my tree people.
In that case, the closest place would be essentially the East Gate, you know,
yeah,
from where you, Dora, Phil, and Mickey did a little recon, where you've sent Stolas before.
What I wanted to check was the health of the crops, to see if it was something that would be considered, okay, natural versus like some sort of tampering.
That's like 3 miles away, not far at all.
But I mean, as far as the farmland and orchards are concerned, I want to see if there's any questionable tampering, perhaps, or anything that I can glean from the health of the trees that would suggest that it's not like a natural
deliberate
situation. Yeah. It's being set up. Yeah.
All right, party. As you guys are suiting Kaitoa up, or Kaitoa, are you rolling performance to put on some sort of camo?
I would like to.
Do it.
Ooh, 13.
And as you guys are leaving here, like, Steve is just hella distracted. He's kind of just, he seems to be drawn eastwards. And what'd you roll there, bud?
13.
All right, I'd say this is passable. You have sort of blurred the outlines of Kaitoa. I think what you've done is sort of changed the proportions. You've put a ton around his midsection, so he just looks like a big box.
I like it.
Entirely comfortable.
No.
You don't feel things. You're fine.
And it's morning time, guys. It's still bustling outside your little square here. And wow, are there a lot of revelers at the temple here across from the White Chain?
A bunch of temple? Like, bunch of revelers outside the temple?
Yo, this is the temple quarter. Inspiration, yeah, to anybody who can name the three temples in Pol. Essentially, it's what three gods are there.
There's in January.
Yeah, there's Jebda. Yeah, in, yeah, Jebda. Dan.
Jebda. Jebuary.
And the Jebuary. Final one.
I'm marking down inspiration.
Inandandro Jebda.
The final one is the war god, the sort of like pan-religious, pan-cultural war
Jeff.
God.
Jeff. Kudur. War god. Okay.
Jeff.
But yeah, now you guys know Dan, and this is the Temple of Dan. This is like a huge Temple of Dan across from you. And
Why'd you have to say that? I was going to roll religion to find out which temple it was.
Which one? Oh, well, you know, because Temple of Dan revelers are always kind of laid back. And as you guys walk out here, there's only really one exit to South Main Street. And boy, is it busy today, guys. You can barely hear each other over the sounds of the crowds moving up and down. Carts, wagons, people, children, adults.
Let's head to the castle.
Man, you know what I'm thinking? Would I just be able to send the owl to look at the trees and the orchards and shit? Would that work?
Sure, man. As the owl flies, it'll be quicker. Yeah.
Way faster. And then I can stick with the party and not move away from it. Can I do that instead?
Absolutely. So what I'll let you do is just have Stolas go there, and he'll roll a couple things, or you'll roll for him, and we'll see what happens.
Well, I can look through his eyes.
So can you sort of point to me as you look out eastwards over the walls? Ah,
the
great.
Orchards.
Okay, so that'll take him, that won't even take him like 10 minutes. So as you guys head out, off he flaps, Tomo, from your poncho vortex.
All right, are we just going to take the main street to the castle?
Yeah.
We'll see. Cover,
probably.
Why the hell not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we do, and maybe before we get there, try to eye up, and, I mean, I don't know. You're going in there looking like the dude, so it shouldn't be too big of an issue.
Do you want, like, the soldier to lead, or are you going to lead the soldiers around?
I think the soldiers that expect, like, that you had with the original, the actual mayor, have all fucked off, so no one's really going to be focused on whether or not you are the mayor's administrator or not.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Okay, so are you guys walking down the street with Nafri, Beleg, and you guys just kind of walking with him?
Yep. Like guarding him. Just...
Yes,
okay.
Sir. Okay. Chico is the only one that looks malicious.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
I got
that.
My regal breastplate on, so I look astute.
Well, yeah, and you got that nice sword. No, but I mean...
Rook, you still have the deed to the bar, right? So it makes sense that you'd be with me.
Yeah.
9 guards in purple appear coming down South Main Street towards you. And all of them have, like, a brown cloak over there. They're mostly kind of purple attire.
They all have brown cloaks?
Yeah, and you guys I would say you now, you have seen them through the crowds because they are obvious and they're making a path down South Main Street. And guys, you now only have moments to act.
Steve's living that skulk life.
Yeah, I'd like to turn off into a corner and watch them as well.
All right, I find anything to kind of blend in with that's big, like a giant.
I'd like to, like, turn into an alley discreetly.
Group stealth, I'd like you guys to pass 40.
That is a 18 for Beleg.
23.
So, yeah, I got a 23 as well.
You guys...
That's a 18 for me.
Oh, wow. As one motion, you guys... I think you guys essentially all kind of hurry each other shoulders close into this small alleyway. And these guards march past at quite a click. And their brown cloaks flow down through South Main Street. And they turn left into the square of the Temple of Dan and the White Chain. The crowds now, you know, filter back in, and within almost seconds, heartbeats, all as was before. You guys are in a small alleyway, and you've disturbed a couple of sort of filthy urchin children that are slumped against the wall amongst some detritus.
Yeah, I see children.
You think they're heading
detritus?
Towards the light chain?
Debris. One of those.
Debris.
Some Debras. There are four Debras on the floor.
Debras. Quacky talk.
Quacky talk.
But yeah, you guys avoided that. You guys avoided this. These nine kind of guards. And can everybody roll perception?
Chain, though, right?
Can everybody roll perception real quick?
Yeah. Ooh, quick fucking perception.
Oh, wait, hold on. Can we mark stealth off? Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah, everybody's stealth. Cross it off. Yeah.
Perception.
Bloop,
bloop. Oh, shit.
Oh, nice.
We're going to be, like, closer.
That's a 12 for me, sir.
Okay.
22 for Steve.
That's good, because Beleg rolled a 3.
That's, like, classic Beleg.
It's insane.
It's classic Beleg.
It is classic Beleg, because the only person who doesn't remember ordering Nafri's personal guards was Beleg. You casually mentioned, as you dispatched the incompetent guards, they asked, how will you leave? Would you like us to send your personal guards? And you said, yes, absolutely.
Back to the chain!
Now, you guys locked up the chain, and you were not seen, I assure you. But the three of you are all looking at Beleg.
Whatever, I'll just tell them that they took too long and fucked up.
Yeah, I'd say if
it's
anything,
a very
Nafri
thing.
Less guards there.
Yeah.
So we can, like, sneak in while they're looking for you.
And they're going to come back and I'll be there. Yeah.
Yes. Now, these guys did come from the direction of Hugill Castle.
All right, let's go. Let's continue the march to Hugill.
All right, out of the alleyway and back into the crowds you go. And as you do, some people now, especially as you enter Pole Plaza, guys, they're starting to take notice.
Make it snappy.
Yeah, I'm gonna head down, like, purpose and a bit of frustration on my face, just quickly walk through the crowd, not looking at anybody. I just want to get to the castle.
I'm gonna walk closely beside him as if I'm kind of, you know, demanding something or have that kind of look like he's working on something for me.
And I'm going to stealthily try and make my way without bumping into anyone.
As you guys go forward, there is now a couple of kids running up to you, Rook. And they're coming right kind of crisscrossing in front of you.
Okay.
Can you make a dexterity check, Rook?
What is it?
That is a 11.
You accidentally trip one of these kids. but the second one looks up and says,
is this the new quartermaster? Manafri?
No. Leave me alone.
Oh.
And you kick her aside.
Perfect.
As you march northwards, now there is no more murmuring from the crowd, and nobody else has approached the party.
That's what I like.
Yep. Yeah, they look like they're dirty, and I don't want to touch them.
All right.
Nobody said I was the new quartermaster. I just have his sword.
Hey, Rook.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should be the new quartermaster. I'm That's down true. For that plot twist.
Yeah. New quartermaster.
Promotion.
Man on the inside. Let's continue to the castle.
Yeah. Onward.
You would now be at the gates to Hugill Castle.
Sweet.
And as you've approached this, these are old walls. I mean, you guys recognize these as, you know, maybe 1,000 year old fortifications here. This is old and tall and quite imposing. The gates open as many, many guards look on with curious puzzlement at you four, you three adventurers flanking not too closely. My understanding is that Rook, you're very close to Beleg Asnafri, but the Construct and Sieve are sort of close, but not striking a very forward pose.
Yeah, and I'm gonna hold out my deed and say, I've come to formally get this stamp by my friend here, Nafri, as the new owner of the White Chain.
Shut up. I speak to the guards. We have paperwork to finish. Somebody escort me to my office. I do not want to go alone with miscreants.
Yes, sir!
And a contingent of four men now have sort of joined you four. Two are in front, and two have fallen in behind. And these large gates that probably four wagons could pass through side by side, they shut with a shuddering clamor of chains and ancient timbers. You guys are now in the massive keep area of Hugill Castle. Before you see sort of a gray, drab appearance, but nonetheless a beautiful looking castle. You're walking forward, guys, and again, you've now been joined by four guards. Beleg, you said lead them to your quarters, and Rook, you mentioned something that you'd like to get something officially signed. So you're being asked to be led to your office or something.
Yeah, Nafri's. Yeah,
got it.
Say escort us to my office.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Welcome, friends, adventurers, and listeners to The Break. DM Robulon here with some updates. Firstly, thank you to our fans and listeners for helping us hit two significant milestones. As of August 27th, 2019, we have over 2,140 followers on Twitter and over 4,300 downloads of the show. Keep an eye on our Twitter account, @DNDBlackguards, for details on how to enter our upcoming giveaway. By following DNDBlackguards on Twitter, you'll also see campaign maps and artwork, announcements, events, and reminders for new episodes. Secondly, an update on our in-game Team 100 challenge. As of this episode, the party's combined skill and ability checks total 21 out of 100. How long will it take all four players to cross off every skill and ability check from their character sheet? Again, a sincere thank you to everyone following our homebrew sandbox campaign, and for being with us each Wednesday to hear our story unfold. And now we return to Season 2, Episode 15 of Dungeons and Blackguards.
Escort us to my office.
Yes, sir.
And these guards are looking back at you, Nafri, as they present to you a large sort of oval-shaped door that has been, led up to by a long but narrow staircase in the side here of the entrance of Hugill Castle.
And that's my office?
Indeed, my lord.
Nafri, if I may, before we go in, did you not mention something about wanting the mayor to come to officially award me as the new quartermaster?
Yes, that sounds good. Two of you go fetch the mayor. We have about 10 minutes of things to deal with.
10 minutes.
To do.
Yes, sir.
And two of them are leaving for the more simple errand there. The first one you've spoken to quickly looks back and says,
"And Sandrid, my lord, he is still mustering the troops. Shall I send him to report quite the activity this morning? Runners all about delivering your messages, Naffrey."
"No, no, no. Leave Sandrid to the preparations. He's fine."
"Very well."
You've all now right. been left at this door, guys. All four guards have dispatched.
Sweet. Let's go in.
Awesome.
Yeah.
As you press against the door, it is locked.
I had a hunch.
Do
you want to get in with me kicking down the door?
No.
Steve can pick the lock.
Yeah. Get your sleight of hand check out of there.
I really want to see Kaitoa smash this door.
Or is it, I guess it's dexterity, right?
You've already crossed off a sleight of hand. But yeah, picking a lock, raw dex, plus six.
You.
Yeah, go for it. Do you have a little thieves tool?
Like my throwing spikes.
Okay.
I'm going to ask, only two guards went, right? So we've got two standing there as we're picking a lock?
No, all four left.
Oh, okay.
I forgot my key.
Here, little boy.
It's these days.
Mondays, am I right?
As long as the lock is picked, then I'll...
Sweet. Well, why don't you come in and into the room and we can close the door and lock it again.
Did you roll there, Tomo?
20.
Yeah, I got 20.
Oh yeah, okay, that was by no means a difficult lock. It was sort of a standard lock, and as you quickly make work of it, door creaks open, guys, and you're in an impressively sized room. It appears to have almost like no other entrance or exit, save for one other door that seems to lead sort of up and into Hugill Castle. So this is almost like a parallel entrance to the main entrance to Hugill Castle. But this room is by no means small. There's a large bureau, and there are books and papers simply everywhere. Too many to count.
Oh, fuck.
Group investigation!
Kaitoa likes to read and scan documents.
I'd like to investigate the desk first and foremost.
Okay.
I just imagine Kaitoa sitting in the middle of the room and just like quickly starting to go through everything.
Yeah, like OCD, like I gotta clean this place. I also must be organized.
I got a 13 plus 2, so a 15 on my dex check, or my investigation check.
All right, so you're looking at this desk, Beleg. You're seeing some pretty evident recent documentation. Like, you're able to quickly separate what is irrelevant and what is most current.
Okay, I'd like put all of it in my pocket. Like, I'd like to put it in my greave.
Oh, nice. Oh, your secret. Yeah, you could slip in. Probably you could fold, you know, maybe 10 or 12 of what you thought to be most relevant stuff. But as you're putting these together, can everybody roll a perception on what Beleg is doing?
Oh, I don't have to roll it.
That is a...
I got an 8.
23.
Ah. Okay, so Steve, you catch, as like Beleg is just shoving important information, way too much of it into his little greave slot, you notice one of these bears a resemblance to those Raven message maps.
Okay. Hey, one of the maps, check it out.
Ooh, what's that? Let's look at it.
Hey, Rob, can I also ask what other features in the room we see other than just the desk and the book and the papers?
I was gonna say, while they search, can I do like a scan of the walls, like checking for a safe or like anything behind paintings? And
there's anything. Large pillars. There are some large bookshelves. What would you guys like to roll?
Investigation.
Yeah, investigation sounds like...
Yeah, it sounds like the normal thing to check.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so then both you combined get over 30. Ooh. Investigation.
Uh-oh.
Who's rolling?
Kaitoa and Rook?
And Rook, yeah.
Oh, 22.
Oh, nice.
And Belleg and Steve, you guys are more looking at these papers.
Roll more than an 8.
Caleb. I got a 9 minus 1.
That's enough.
Hey. Beats it.
All right. You guys come across one of these bookshelves that is clearly more visited than others. And there seems to be, as you move it around, there seems to be a small alcove behind the bookshelf, just about maybe a half foot into the wall. As you peer in behind it, you large imposing figures. Yeah, I guess you've been able to move one of these. It's probably like a 500-pound bookcase. It's huge, built out of some hardwood, but you have successfully seen a little alcove. It is way too narrow so far to get your arm in, but you found something, guys.
Ooh.
And the paper's now evident. Yeah, you pull out a map, Steve. You kind of run over, snatch it out of Beleg's rough handling, and this seems to contain the same type of map and the same cities that you guys mentioned at the beginning of the episode, but most of these are going in the opposite direction. You saw before these things kind of going from east to west and northwest. Now they're going from west to southeast. These seem to be the corresponding return messages, or maybe they were the initial sent message. Have you guys left the door open or closed to Nafri's office?
Oh, definitely.
Relocked it.
I think we said okay. We were going to lock ourselves in. Yeah.
So, you have this one door that you guys have locked. You have another door that you haven't really explored. And then you have the two, Kaitoa there and Rook, who are like slowly trying not to tip it over this hugely tall bookcase. And they're kind of walking it back and forth. And yes, there's an alcove no larger than like one or two people could stand in. There's a chest.
Hey guys, check out this alcove.
Check out this sweet alcove. Like, it's really well built.
Yes. Perception to look around the chest, see if there's like any kind of a trap or anything.
Yeah, I'll roll an Arcana just to make sure there's no any sort of funky magic with it. Arcana, baby.
Roll that Arcana, right, Rook. And then Kaitoa, you said you were suspicious along another line.
Yeah, booby traps, just right. Perception, just to look around it, see if there's anything that stands out.
Okay.
Arcana, 15.
10 plus 4, 14.
Rook, there doesn't seem to be anything that stands out as magical. You're not getting that attention getting aura or glow that kind of draws your mind and your eye.
Oh, really?
It's kind of not doing it for you right now. And Kaitoa, you said 14?
15. I forgot to add the level up for proficiency bonus.
All right. You would maybe have a bit of almost like a flashback to being in a situation like this before and just being nervous as all hell.
Hmm.
You hear a knock on the door.
It's Flonson!
I think Nafri should answer the door.
Yeah, I was like, do we say anything or do we hide in this alcove?
Nafri, are you in there? It's me and my man, open up.
He's muted.
Everyone.
Oh, that explains.
Nafri.
Fuck. I was like, I want to roll Arcana on the chest. And I didn't get to.
Well, now you can answer the door.
Yeah.
I've already answered it 3 times. Who is it?
now you're close to the door, and now that it's not being shouted through, you can hear this guy's voice.
It's Fonson! It's me and my men, Nafri. Open up, are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm doing important paperwork, Flaunton.
You hear some shuffling outside, and it sounds like the sound of footsteps. More footsteps. Not going away, but footsteps joining those who've already stopped outside.
Is there a peephole in the door?
No, there is not. This is a really sturdy door.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe 4 inches thick. There's no peephole. It's reinforced by, you know, steel studs and bolts.
All right. I open it up and just go, what?
Okay, the door flies open, Beleg. You've opened the door?
Yeah, yeah, I don't want it to fly open. I just want to open it a little bit.
Like, all right.
Like, okay, yeah, I was like, please don't throw that door open.
Okay, well, you've opened it just a bit then, and you're saying...
What?
Nafri, oh, you're all right. I've been extremely worried since the events of this morning. Those adventurers, they're not to be trusted.
What are you talking about?
Have you seen them? How did you get here? Your personal guard, where are they?
No, I walked here with the adventurers because my personal guard took too damn long.
They're here?
Yes.
Men!
Leave us to our business.
Everyone roll initiative.
Damn.
You hear now, Beleg, and you've maybe opened it up just enough. But the door is now forced against you, and can you roll strength, Beleg?
Yep. Shit. Hold on. Okay, that's not a good dice box. Whoa, I got blown back.
Fuck.
Can I run up while he's battling up behind the back of the door,
sure.
Where it's still closed, and try to help him?
No.
Keep it.
Don't.
What happened, Beleg?
Because I'm still Nafri. So don't try and help me close the door. I'll just get blown back. That's fine.
Right.
I rolled a 4.
So yeah. The door would definitely throw you back, maybe onto the... Well, can you roll dex real quick?
Yep. Oh, fuck. That's bad. 7.
You're on your ass. Yeah, you're on your ass. So as the door flies open, you three and Rook, you've tried to take a couple steps towards maybe trying to close that door. I'd say you're close, but 4 guards are now in the room, you know, in that 5-foot radius on the inside of the door that has swung open here. Their swords are drawn, and they're all sporting shields as well, short swords and shields.
What are you doing?
All right, from the floor as you shout, Nafri, what did everybody get for initiative?
12.
11.
12 for Rook, 11 for Kaitoa.
Oh, that's a nat 20 for Steve.
20.
Classic Steve.
Like plus old.
Natural 20 plus 3, I think. So, yeah, 23. But nat 20.
I got a 13 plus 2.
Oh, nice. Relic. Let's see.
Are these guys attacking?
At the moment, yeah. None of these guards have taken note of what you just said, Beleg, because they have drawn their swords and they're already rolling up on Rook. You're right up in front and you're immediately taking a sword. Oh, it's not significant though, it's only 4 damage. And now, Steve, you are up.
Well, I'm gonna do my...
Unless you have a reaction.
I do have a reaction.
Oh, shit.
And I'm gonna rebuke that motherfucker.
Hellish rebuke, alright.
Hellish rebuke that bad boy on. So he's gotta do a dex save.
Oh, he can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Nat 20.
Oh, wow.
So half damage?
Yeah, it's half.
Okay.
So normally he would take 2d10 on a failed save, but then he takes 1d10.
Burning damage?
Yes, sir.
It would be 2d. It would be 2d10 half. So you could like your minimum would still be one. True. But
yeah. Oh, so the first is a 5, and the second.
Oh, let's see there. The second is an 8. So then we got a 13. So 6.
Or sorry. Well, I guess it would be 6. Do you round down?
Round up.
Yeah, always round up.
So 7. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess as this guy strikes at you with his sword, you lay a hand on him quickly. He jumps back singeing. And now, Steve, top of the order. This first most guard has drawn back, and it looks like he's singeing a bit on his sword arm.
Okay, so he's already moved. He's done something then.
Correct.
Okay, so the other four each get a dagger in the face.
All right.
And
you sound so happy about that, Belling.
I get advantage on attack for each of them.
I wish I could have like rolled intimidation on them before they attacked or something.
You were thrown back on your ass.
Okay, so each of these guys will still take a dagger.
Okay, and they're just filling the doorway, just spilling into the room here. Okay. The guy who's been singed and 3 more. So a total of 4, one who's been hit already.
Yeah. Are these aren't my personal guard, are they?
They are not.
Okay.
You recognize them though, Beleg?
Yeah.
These are the suspicious 6 guards, or at least 4 of them, from breakfast that you dispatched. The one that gave you guys all the sidelong look as he left. This is the guy who specifically said he thought Nafri had been charmed. He didn't suspect a switch. He thought that he'd been charmed. It's the one you
Which
just burned.
Which one is it?
The one you just burned. Whatever.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's wise. He's wise to us.
Yeah. Get the guy that I just touched and has fallen back because he is suspicious of our activities here.
Which, the guy that you just blew up?
No, just burned, yeah.
Oh, it sucks, but he's already acted. I can't get advantage on him. I'm killing all the rest of them. So the first attack is a 20, not natural.
That hits.
Yeah. That hits for 19 damage.
Woohoo!
Ouch. Okay. Right in the midsection. He is hurt. He's not out.
Well, I'm going for like neck and eyes. I just forget armor. I just want to put daggers in faces.
Yeah. So this one does not hit neck or eyes. A half foot low of the mark.
So 15 for number 2 to hit.
That does not hit.
Oh, these guys are heavily armored. Okay.
He ducks past his shield, and your dagger pings off.
Number 3 is another 20.
This is going to hit.
That is for another 19 damage.
Well, perhaps this guy, seeing his brethren there, ducks behind his shield, but just too slow. And you have caught him in the eye.
Yeah.
And he just reels backwards.
Got one last throw.
Okay.
And that is a... That is a 14.
Doesn't hit.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. So actually, exactly, this one, you know what distracts you? Woo-hoo! Stolas is just now pinging back in and totally distracts you from your last dagger throw. And your owl familiar has reached that kind of dense forest area bordered by farms and orchards, but as this owl familiar checks in back with you, you kind of blink away because this only lasts like 6 seconds, but you can be assured that there is Stolas. So Steve, 23 rook. Who is 13 plus 2?
Ballet.
15?
Yeah.
Okay. So before any of the other guards are acting here, Beleg, you're up.
Well, I want to roll intimidation immediately and go, what are you doing?
Roll that intimidation.
That's a 17 plus 6, a 23.
Okay, well, you're going to have probably all of them, Beleg, except for this fellow with the burned forearm. all of them look down to you. So you have successfully intimidated them, Beleg. What else in your move?
I want to get up. I want to use my action to get up.
That'll take sort of half your movement to get up. Yep.
Yep. And I don't want to attack. I want to keep talking to them. You're like, sheath your weapons!
Can you roll persuasion? If that's all you're doing in your move, then roll persuasion as well. And Rook, as you're seeing this, you will have advantage on these three sort of surprise guards, but not burned forearm guy.
I'm using inspiration.
Okay. Whoop, 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 whoop.
Yes, and that was a 17 plus 3, so that's a 20.
Oh, well then, your command was to sheath their swords.
I also want to direct that to the adventurers as well.
Well, that's going to be up to Rook, who is next. But the three guards are sheathing their swords, Beleg, but burned forearm is not. And he is, Rook, about 5 feet away from you. He has not left after he drew blood from you and you rebuked him.
Mm-hmm. This is tough for me because I really do want to kill that fucker. So, do I kill this guy? I mean, my dark side character really wants to.
He did attack you first. By law, you should be able to at least attack him once.
I'm not going to take the advantage on these other guys because they're sheathing, so I don't want to do that, but I do feel like I got to go after this guy.
I'm kind of picturing everybody stopping and you two just like slowly circling each other in the middle of the office.
Sweet.
It's a good visual.
Yeah. Hands at the side, just twiddling fingers, ready. Yeah.
So much tense. So tense.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, and everyone else like getting their shit together.
Yeah. Just waiting to draw. It's almost like a duel going on, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Stop! I'll allow this duel.
This gets interesting.
He did hit you.
Yeah, not liking it.
That's basically like forcing a duel upon you.
Take him out. And then what's our next course of action after?
I don't know. We'll have to decide that when it comes.
I did kill somebody with a knife.
Well,
I mean, there
almost.
Is a person.
Did you?
No.
There was
a second one I hit in the eye.
Was he deaded?
No, but I when I did say I threw daggers in eyes, one did go in his eye.
I heard that.
Usually means bad things when one of my daggers goes in someone's eye.
We'll have to.
It's not like the eye actually stops the dagger, right? I think someone may be dead. I'm just saying. Hey, Rob, did I make someone dead?
No.
Okay.
Nobody's died. One fellow you got in the midsection for 19 damage. Another guy you got in the, say, left eye.
But he's not dead. He's just missing an eye now.
Correct.
Okay. Well,
I wouldn't say he's missing an eye. I'd say his eye has changed a lot.
I've changed the shape of it drastically.
It's protruding, and it's now a dagger.
I'm going for like the soft and squishy. I don't even bother with armor. I'm trying to throw through armor. It's just unbecoming. So rough.
Okay, so, Rook.
Yeah, when I said sheath your weapons, I pointed at both of them. You guys both got the Beleg finger.
Got it.
Yeah, and I am going to go after the guy that took a swipe of me and took a little chunk, burned him initially, but I'm going to finish the job. So one hand machete and then my other hand a short sword, because then I got my two-handedness going on.
Nafri, as this is happening, is definitely going, "Flaunton, what are you doing?"
Yeah, Flaunton.
Oh, I wrote it down. I'm taking
he's getting fucking
very
chomped
seriously.
Up is what's happening.
Yeah. I'm looking very disappointed in him.
I'm going to swipe. Swipey swipe. First one's a 17, 14 plus 3.
Yeah, you'll connect with that. Roll damage.
Well, that's machete, and then I got my second one, right? Let's see if that hits, and that is a 12 plus 3, 15.
15 does not hit. I'm sorry, dude. 15 does not hit. These guys' AC are 16. So your Voltaic machete hits, but your short sword doesn't.
That's all Rex Lance.
I'm going to take inspiration on that second hit then.
Okay.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
It's the exact same roll. A 12 plus 3.
He's banging away off this guy's breastplate.
Okay, well then. It's meant to be. With my Voltaic, it is a 1d8. So that's a 6 plus 3, so that's a 9.
This guy's certainly not down and out, Rook, but you've dealt him a real cutting blow, and blood is now being traded between you two. Anything else in your move?
No, that's it.
This scene is unfolding before you, Kaitoa.
Yeah, who's left?
The like three guards... Two of them pretty badly suffering from dagger wounds, have sheathed their swords and are right now kind of still motionless right there in, say, the 10-foot radius of the door that they burst through, led by Captain... or what's his name there, Beleg?
Flaunton.
Flaunton, yeah. Captain Flaunton is parrying and trading blows with Rook. And Beleg, as Nafri looks on and is still gesticulating, but it's not his turn.
Can I do an intimidation on this Flaunton dude?
Sure.
I'm gonna step forward and just take a big swing towards the floor and make a big commotion and try and intimidate him. 15 plus 3, sweet, 18.
All right, Flaunton, as he's looking up, sees your action. What have you done there? You buried it into the floor?
Yeah.
How close to him?
At his feet. I'm like aiming for his sword. If he's parrying, I'm aiming for his sword, trying to knock it down and disarm him. Like, if he's in a lunge, I'm trying to smash.
Nafri winces when he sees his nice hardwood floor get hurt.
Yeah.
Well, as your axe flies through the air, can you make a dexterity check?
18 plus. Where's my damn dex? 1.
19. Okay. So your blade is coming down and is clearly going to chop this person's arm off at the wrist, but you can correct it. Absolutely.
Okay, can I just get right near the hilt, almost cutting his head?
Yep. Bing. And it looks like you've maybe drawn a little blood from one finger, but this guy's sword goes flying across the room with unbelievable speed and sort of bashes into a bunch of books. And this guy is now standing there, weaponless, still
again,
holding his shield.
And I use my bonus action to take out my other weapon, this caustic hammer.
Oh god damn it.
And just so that even though that thing's buried in the floor, I got another weapon ready to swing.
Okay.
I thought that was you're intimidating as well as sheathing.
You've now disarmed this fellow, Kaitoa, and the three other guards are now up in essentially initiative. And let's see what they'll do. Two of them, the two wounded ones, obviously, this is great, fall to their knees and begin begging.
Please.
Please don't kill us.
Please don't kill us.
And they're now actually taking off their swords and lying them down. And that other fellow, he's going to support Flaunton. Flaunton. Yeah.
Flaunton.
Yeah, and now you have Flaunton staggering back, disarmed, and his guard friend here has kind of caught his shoulder, and they're both now standing, but weaponless, and then the top of the order would be Steve. Flaunton's Yeah, and he now, although his friend has kind of held him back and supported him, Steve, he is shooting you a murderous glance.
Is he? He's done fighting though.
Yeah, did that like?
Yeah, I mean his finger, his hand clearly has been cut a little bit by losing his sword, but I mean he's still within 5 feet of Rook. His friend is sort of up with him, but I mean, right now, I'd say, yeah, I mean, he looks just still furious, and he's looking, he has locked eyes with you, Steve, as you look him up and down.
I will sort of lean up to Nafri, and I will give that guard the most, the rudest possible hand gesture that could be found in match. Okay. With just a smug, a shitty look a 16-year-old kid could give to a grown adult who's just being put in his place.
Okay. Like, imagine you're making, like, a little shadow puppet for a kid of a chicken, where you take your index finger and put it with your thumb.
Yeah.
And you kind of move it back and forward like a little chicken. And this is extremely, especially, you know, to a fighting man. I mean, this is calling somebody chicken.
Yeah.
You're yella. You're yella.
And you're doing the Italian move. What the fuck? The other way around.
Steve, what else in your move?
Does that count as an action?
I'd say that's a minor interaction, whatever. You'd still have movement, whatever, attack, roll.
Okay. I ready a dodge just in case it pushes him to attack.
Okay, you're going to take the dodge action?
Yep.
And now it comes to, finally, our good friend Beleg.
Yeah, I like Nafri is just very frustrated right now. He's like, ugh.
There's only one guy in the room with a weapon.
Yeah, I point at Rook and go, sheath your weapon.
Oh, I guess
first.
Yeah.
I didn't ask.
He did it. He started it.
Calm down, gentlemen. We're just trying to do paperwork. The guards barged in. They started attacking. You guys fought back. That's not...
Is this really what's happening? You don't seem yourself, Nafri. This mystic boy here, this wizard boy, has charmed you. The poncho one. I've seen him lurking around this party, a most respectable half-orc, signing papers I can understand. The rest of this seems suspicious in the maximum, and I don't believe you are under control.
There is a very, very easy way to solve this. If he attacks me, then I will no longer be charmed and I will be myself. Boy, slap me in the face to prove I am not charmed.
Oh, God, I want to stab him with the hairless dagger.
Oh, that would be so good. That would be so good. Can you slap him with, like, the side of the blade? Or is
that... I will...
Does it make him go bald?
I'll shrug him and do as he asks, I guess.
Does anyone have a gauntlet we can lend him?
You take off one of those nice brass emblazoned healing gauntlets. Okay, so that's a great command. Steve, you said you're walking across now to give Nafri, who you know to be Beleg, a little back of your hand, front of the hand?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, wind up. Do our favorite D4.
The Rick James D4.
One of my fingers to the face. that's a two.
Oh, yeah. Nice. So you guys are always so lucky on the slaps. So you've dealt no damage.
Celebration!
It's Steve Taman, bitches.
Welcome to the China Club.
The white chain, yeah.
This captain looks dumbfounded. My Lord Nafri, you let this child slap you. Is he part of the adventurer owner? I'm at a loss for words. Is it really you?
He's my dad.
Yes, it's really me. Can I roll deception?
Sure thing. And this guy's going to roll investigation.
Uh-oh.
Captain Flaunton.
Flaunton, yeah.
Oh, shit, I already did performance.
That's a 12 plus 6, so 18 for deception.
Sounds like we should take him to the stockade for insubordination.
This guy's already way past the line. He should.
Yeah. All the other guards are lowered. Like, yeah.
As his hand continues to bleed, he shuts up. And he's looking down at the floor. His one uninjured guard friend, only one guard is unscathed, is starting now to kind of tend to his hand. But the guy who's got a dagger for an eye and the other fellow who's got a dagger in his midsection, they're not looking good. You'll remember they were on their knees. They're still on their knees, bowing low as you four have now left any sort of initiative.
Sweet. Okay, so I look at the guard who's uninjured, and I say, take these two to get their wounds patched up immediately. And then I look at Flaunton, and I go, you, Flaunton, you go get some bandages for Rook here. He has to stay here and finish signing the goddamn documents.
Very well, very well. Shall I also take them to the quartermaster's barrack? It's the only medic we have.
That's my barrack.
Yes, that's fine. Rook here is looking to become the new quartermaster anyways. He obviously proved to be much more capable than our current quartermaster.
Oh, very well, my lord. These dealings are far above my head. Can you please clarify your order? To whom should I go, and what message shall I bring?
Yeah, who was speaking there, Rob? Was that Flaunton?
The uninjured guy. Flaunton is still head low, but yeah, I mean, if you're looking at his emotion, you can tell he's still kind of fuming.
Okay, the uninjured guy, I say, your priority is to heal up or patch up these two guards here. Go there at once, and then report back to me.
Come, Captain Flaunton, come now.
And he brings Captain Flaunton, to a sort of staggering pace. They've turned their backs to you now, guys. And the left dagger eye and dagger gut, they're kind of helping each other out as well. And just as they leave, well, you know what happens. Captain Flaunton is the last to leave, and he shoots you that look again.
Ooh, me?
All of you.
Sir, do you want us to hold on to him?
These guards are leaving, and as far as I can tell, Melik, you told them all to dispatch, but do come back with some bandages. You've now mentioned that this could be the new quartermaster, but also bring like a med, bring some bandages back here?
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Right. Great.
Yeah.
Yep.
Rook needs to stay here to sign the documents.
Yep. Okay. Love it.
So it's just us in the room. I close the door on the way out.
And the door slams shut.
Okay, back to this chest. Yeah.
Turn this shit over.
It's a mimic.
What?
Yeah, fuck you.
As you guys turn around, this chest has completely transformed.
No way.
It is a snarling, tentacled, unspeakable creature.
No.
Yeah.
And that is where we will have to leave you until the next time on Dungeons and Blackguards. Thank you. Would you guys like a picture of Hugill Castle?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I love pictures.
You like pictures, eh? That's nice. What's everybody drinking tonight?
Water.
What?
What? Yeah.
Modern Times, Fruitlands.
What's
ooh,
that?
Modern Times, good.
A little Modern Times, Fruitlands.
Oh, nice.
San Diego.
It's a good gosa.
Yeah. It actually is pretty good. They're kind of cheating, but it's good.
I've got the white IPA from Strange Fellows. It's a classic.
Oh, nice. That is a good one.
Okay, so is everybody looking at their the Discord text feed?
Yeah, I see children.
Those are the orphans you guys totally fucking ignored in the alleyway.
Yeah, they look like they're dirty and I don't want to touch
them.
All right. You have vested interest.
More like living in a trash can. Fuck those kids.
Okay, so this is Hugill Castle. Just ignore the water feature. Imagine maybe that water feature is instead
orphans.
You know, all yeah, knee deep in orphans.
Orphans are just badass.
Orphan children.
And those tourists are taking pictures of the orphans. Castle.
They're drawing pictures.
So as you guys enter in here, you would be being sandwich. Led then. Say again?
I said, get the guy that is that I just touched and is falling back because he is suspicious of our activities.
You're shouting to the other guards.
No, I'm shouting to Steve.
Oh, to Steve. Okay.
Yeah. No, not the guards. Shouting to Steve.
Oh, I thought you were rolling intimidation on the guards. Daggers. That would have been a good move. Fuck. Anyways, come on.
Get him!
No, I don't think that they would. Well, I wouldn't do intimidation on them or try to charm them because I don't feel like they'd fight for me. So I'm telling it to Steve. I see him prepping daggers, and that's who I'm telling him to take aim at.
Yep,
that's game.
Yeah.